I've heard a lot about the kingdom of heaven, haven't you? Amen. The kingdom of heaven. The word is used many times in the word. You ever think about the kingdom of heaven? You ever really think about what it's like? You know, the Lord started impressing that on me this last week. So, Matthew chapter 13, Jordan, starting with verse 9, we're going to talk a little bit about the kingdom of heaven. First of all, I want to ask you a question. When did the kingdom of heaven come to the earth? 2,000 years ago. It wasn't there until Christ came. Now then, in Matthew 13, starting at verse 9, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now then, listen to what he's saying. Do you know lots of people hear these things, but they don't hear them? I mean, you can talk to your black and blue. You can tell people all about sin, and they don't hear it. They just go right out and do what they want to do. They don't pay attention to you. You're telling them. You know, you need to go to church. Nah, that's okay. I don't need to go to church. I'm okay. No. You need to go to church. You need to serve the Lord. You need to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life. Oh, I don't know. Me and God got a thing. You know, I got a special deal with God. He understands. Yeah. There's only one deal. It's written in this book. You know, that's like there's a man, not quite as old as I am, but this guy lives up in the Northeast. He went to church all the time. Every Sunday he went to church. One day somebody gave him one of my CDs. And he listened to it. And he found out you had to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Going to church wouldn't save you. He opened his Bible. He said, this can't be true. I go to church every Sunday. Now then, he had been in church and he had heard. He who has ears to hear, he'd heard what the guy said in church every Sunday. But he never heard him say that you have to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior to be saved. So when I said that, he said, this guy can't be on first base. He goes and gets his Catholic Bible and he opens it, and the scripture I quoted was in his Catholic Bible. Exactly like I quoted it in the King James. So he takes his Bible to church and he walks up to the priest and says, do you know this scripture written in a book? He said, yes. He said, why? I've been going to this church for 30 years. How come you have never told me this? Wow. He said, do you realize I could have died and went to hell and I've been to church every Sunday? He said, I got to know why you don't teach us these things. He said, a man from Texas made a CD and I learned it listening to him. He says, I'm making Jesus Lord of my life. I am confessing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then he ordered a bunch more of our CDs. And he found out that they were free and postpaid. He said, man, this is awesome. And so he began to listen to this stuff. One day he called me. He said, Thurman, I got to know. He said, I heard you talk on one of your CDs about tithing. He said, now, I never knew you had to tithe. And he said, I give money to the Catholic Church, but I ain't never give 10% of what I make. Never. But he said, now I realize what I've done is sin. And I said, well, that's okay, sir. I said, if you ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you, he'll forgive you. And I said, then wherever you go to church, start tithing. He said, well, okay. But he said, I don't like that answer. I said, well, okay, that's between you and God. Whatever God convicts you of. So a little later, the guy called me and he said, Thurman, I have so cheated God. And he said, I don't get fed at my Catholic church. He said, I've been fed at your church. Amen. Although he said, I ain't never had the privilege to be there. He said, I listen to your CDs all the time. So he said, I've got some stock and I'm going to transfer it over into the Living Savior Ministry's name. Okay, sir. Whatever you want to do, that's up to you. I said, between you and God. Well, I don't know, a month or two later, I get a deal says important papers, you know, open immediately. How many of you ever got a letter like that? You know, so I thought, oh, well, you know, I didn't even open it. I thought, well, I won't throw it in the trash. I'll put it in the bottom drawer until I get time to read it. Then one day, months later, I forgot it. Months later, I get a dividend check from a stock group for $400 for a quarter's worth of dividends. And I thought, what is this? So I called the company. I said, how come you sent me this check? Is this some kind of a hoax or what's going on? And they said, no, you got 791 shares of our stock. I said, I do? They said, yes. This is the Living Savior Ministries, right? I said, yes. They said, well, yeah, you know, you have 791 shares of our stock. I said, what's it worth? They said about $50,000. I said, wow. I thought, well, I don't have a stock certificate. She said, well, our records show we sent you one. And then it hit me. Uh-oh. And I go to Cheryl, and I said, well, if I can't find it, can I get another one? She said, yeah, for about $1,000. I said, okay. So I hung up the phone, went to Cheryl, said, Cheryl, honey, we got to pray and we got to find this stock. So she's the best little scavenger you ever found. So she started going through every drawer and everything. And in a little while, she said, here it is right here. She opened it, and she opened the package. She said, this is it right here. And sure enough, it was a stock certificate made out to the Living Savior Ministry for 791 shares of stock worth $50,000. And I'm going to tell you something else. That man, from that day forth, has never stopped sending his tithe to our ministry. I called him one day and I said, you know, you're tithing. You're giving us an awful lot of money. I mean, you know, I said, are you tithing to us? He said, sure. He said, I still give my Catholic church a little money. I give them about as much as they feed me. He said, they don't feed me, so I don't give them much either. He said, you feed me, so I tithe to your ministry. He said, in fact, the other day, I got to tell you, Thurman, he said, since I've learned what I've learned. Now, see, this man had ears, but he hadn't really heard until I spoke it to him. He said, the other day, some of my guys, he owns a contracting firm up in the Northeast. Some of my guys come to me and said, Chief, we're having all kinds of trouble with these inspectors. They're not approving anything we're doing. They're making us do things that we've done right, and we're having to do them over. He said, guys, it's time to pray. Amen. So he got all my guys together. He said, I stood out there on the side of the street. Here, this guy, 60-year-old now, Catholic, ain't never done nothing like this in his life. Stands up before the King of Heaven and asks him to move on the hearts of these inspectors. So DeMar said, Lord, we're going to do a good job. We ain't trying to cut nobody short. We're going to do a good job, but we ask you to soften the hearts of these inspectors so we can get this job done. So we can make some money, and we want to do a good job for these people because we're going to do the best we know how because, Lord, we're working. We've learned I'm working for you. Amen. I ain't working for myself no more. I'm working for you. And he said, all my guys were there when I prayed. The next afternoon, when it come time to go home, all the guys came to me and said, Chief, we need to start every day with prayer. He said, today we've never had the inspectors be so friendly and so courteous and so easy to get along with. They'd walk up and look and say, it looks great. Got it done. You can go ahead and go on. He said, never have we had inspectors that work like that. See, this man says, Thurman, I learned these things listening to your teachings. I learned who I am in Christ. He said, I learned what I can do as a son of God. But he said, I could have missed heaven if I hadn't heard you teach that you have to confess Jesus with your mouth and believe with your heart that He's the Son of God. Now then, to who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto Him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Next verse. He answered and said to them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now aren't you glad that it is given unto us, the church, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven? And I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of us that have that ability that still don't hear when He talks to you and me. He talks to us over and over and over, and we don't hear. I know I'm the only one in here that has that problem. Oh, you don't think I'm the only one? I got a feeling some of y'all out there are just as hard-headed as I am. You know it? I hope you're not any worse. But it is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. How would you like to be one of those? How would you like to be one of those that it's not given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom? You can hear it. And over and over and over. And it don't mean nothing. That's why I tell you, when you go out to talk to somebody, you see a man and a woman, both of them's lost. And I mean, they're down at the bar. They're kicking up their heels. They're screaming, kicking, feeling each other in places they ain't been. Supposed to be hands. Guys got their hands on woman's dress and everything else. You see this in those kind of places. You can't go up to one of them and say, you know, you're not supposed to do that. Who are you? Get out of here. Because it ain't given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You know, they're sinning and living in sin, and sin's fun. And they're dying and getting AIDS and doing everything else. But it's not for them to know these mysteries. You can't tell them these mysteries. They ain't going to hear it. There's only one thing you can do after you pray. You can begin to talk to them about Jesus and His love. When you bring them into the kingdom and they really come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, then and only then will their ears be open to hear the mysteries of the kingdom. How would you like to go through life and nobody ever talk to you about the mysteries and the love of Jesus? So many people, even in our churches today, are living there. I mean, the average person in a church today has never seen a miracle or a healing. The average church. I know I lived in those kind of churches for 65 years of my life and never saw a testimony. I remember a testimony period we had one time in a church I was in. And we had three testimonies. And all three of them was giving glory to the devil. How he'd beat up on somebody in cancer, killed their child, or something else. And after three of those kind of testimonies, I was a deacon in that church and I couldn't stand it. I got up after that third testimony. I walked up to the front to that pastor. I took him by the hand and I said, "Sir, I have the answer to these people's problem. I can tell these people what to do. I can tell them who they are in Christ. I can tell them the power they have over the devil. And I can tell them how to get rid of this so they can begin to see healings and miracles."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.